Sitting Snippet series is sponsored by Dr. Renee Jack Nussbaum, Refu Shlema Chol Yisrael, in particular, Chanan Yishmo Lippe Mitzrayim Aleya, and that all those who are looking for their Shidduch should find their Basher. We have begun Shema, spoke about the significance of Kel Melech Naaman, its role getting from 245 to 248, the fact that Kabbal Sol Malchus Shemayim should be recited B'Simcha, has to be not a yoke, not a burden, but rather should be recited and accepted, received with joy. We asked Rav Yitzchak Blaser and his Koch Vayor wonders, why is it the first paragraph of Shema is Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim, and then comes Kabbalas Ol Mitzvos? Isn't one implied within the other? Person is Mekabal Ol Mitzvos if somebody accepts upon themselves the responsibility, the obligation of performing mitzvos. Implicit within it is an acceptance of the mitzvah, the one who is dictating those mitzvos. Isn't one included within the other? So he answers that a person who sees himself as an Eved Hashem, it's not just the actions, the deeds, the behavior, it's not just what we perform, but it's who we are. It's part of a core identity. So a person who sees himself as an Eved of the King, a servant of the King, is always on notice, even if at that moment they're not occupied or preoccupied with a particular mitzvah. So even Kabbalas Ol Mitzvos means there's Taryag, there's 613, that translates into many more than that. But there are times throughout our day where we have responsibility, positive commandments, not to violate negative commandments. We are bound by mitzvos. The question is, in between those mitzvos, is it still part of our core identity? When a person is mekabel ol malchus shemayim, when a person receives, when a person submits, surrenders to the providence, the dominion of Hashem, it means not only in the moment that there's something for me to do, not only when there's something actionable, but even in between, or especially in between, I remain an Eved Hashem in those moments as well. And that's why these are divided out. There's Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim and Kabbalas Ol Mitzvos as two separate things. Shulchan Aruch tells us in Siman Samech Aleph, Yikra Kriya Shema B'Kavona, B'Eima, B'Yira, B'Reses, V'Zeya. Shema, we should not rush through, fly through. Don't let the words blend or merge with one another. Should be said slowly and patiently. Should be said as if someone is reading the dictate of the King, each time anew, each time for the very first time. That's what the Mishnah Berurah writes. Be'ema b'yira, v'nira de'ema v'yira, zui ba'ofen zeh, she'echavin b'shosh shu'kore shema l'kabal alav ha'machus shemayim, li'os nerag al'kiddush Hashem ha'miyuchad, zeh'o b'chol nafshecha, afilu notas nafshecha. Person should have in mind when you say Shema, what does it mean? To be mekabel ol malchus shemayim, to receive Hashem when everything is good. To receive Hashem when you have great news, a simcha, when everything works out, when everything comes together. It's not easy, but it's much easier. But to receive Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim, to be able to do it even if one was asked to give their life, to sacrifice, to pay the ultimate sacrifice. That is the kavana be'ema be'ira, the sense of awe, sense of seriousness, a sense of significance, a sense of the consequence of what this means. It's not a casual relationship, and it's not a casual acceptance, but it's something very significant, it's something which is very real, it's something very meaningful. We know we have the minhag, Shulchan Aruch continues, Noag and Likros Pasuk Rishon B'Koram. We are strict that the first Pasuk should be said out loud, we should hear with our ears what we're saying with our mouth, because as we spoke about previously, Shema Yisrael, understand, not just hear, understand is the Yisrael inside us. We're speaking to the best version of ourself, not the Yaakov, the Yisrael. Listen, the best version of you. That's why we say it out loud, even if there's no one around. It's not a declaration, we're making an affirmation for others, but Shema, and we're speaking to the Yisrael inside ourselves to remind ourselves this principle, the Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim, that Hashem is Elokeinu. He's not some abstract, he's not theoretical, he didn't create a world and move on, he's Elokeinu. There's a personal relationship. There's an intimate connection, but not only to each one as individuals, Hashem Echad, the entire world comes together, the entire world works in sync. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Noagin Litein Yedein Apneim B'Kriyas Pasuk Rishon, the minhag is to put our hand over our eyes when saying the first Pasuk, Kedesh Li'istaka B'Dover Acher Shemono Milachavein. So Shulchan Aruch writes, so that we're not distracted, we cover our eyes, so significant, so important, so impactful to the type of day we're going to have. So the only deraisa, the biblical obligation to daven, that we take our hand and cover our eyes in order to make sure that we eliminate distractions. Rav Yeruchim, the Mashkiach, says the reason we close our eyes based on a Yerushalmi in Brachos, that tells us the eyes and the heart are the two gateways to sin. The Yetzirah penetrates, the Yetzirah comes in through our eyes, we see, we're drawn, we're attracted, we're excited, and then our heart yearns, our heart longs, our heart wants for what the eyes had an appetite for. So we cover our eyes as if to say, you know what Kabbalah Salmuch Shemayim is? You know what it means to receive Hashem? It means we cover our eyes. I don't get to look at anything I want. I don't get to long for whatever draws my attention. I shut out the Yetzahara. I filter, literally and figuratively, the things that could corrupt and can compromise, and therefore I put a filter over my eyes. That's the image. You cover your eyes for Shema, putting a filter over my eyes. I don't look indiscriminately at whatever I want. I don't long for, I'm not tempted by anything I want, but I have to look carefully, I have to look judiciously. Rav Asher Weiss, the Minchas Asher, quotes his Rebbe, the Kleuzenberger Rebbe, who, understanding his life story, had a different interpretation. We'll close with this. Now, the Kleuzenberger Rebbe lost his wife and 11 children in the Holocaust before he rebuilt. It's unfathomable, it's unimaginable, the magnitude of the loss he endured. He said, when you're Mekabel HaMochus Shemayim, when you receive Hashem's providence, His will, and you're supposed to accept that Koman Da'avid, Rachman Latav Avid, everything God does is for the best, it's sometimes very hard to reconcile that with the world that we're looking at. We see people in pain. We see real suffering. We see loss. How do you reconcile that everything Hashem does is for the best with the reality that we see when we look around? And therefore, sometimes in order to be Mekabel HaMochus Shemayim, said the Kleuzenberger, to be able to receive Malchus Shemayim, you have to cover your eyes. You have to realize, don't buy into or subscribe to what we see with our eyes. Don't be moved only to reality the way we perceive it. It's not always accurate. It's not the final perspective. Hashem has the bigger perspective, so we cover our eyes in that moment.